Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Epic victories, heartbreaking defeats. No matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, thanks for listening. ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. Excited to welcome in the 45th manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Toby Gardenhire. Welcome to the Sports Bar. How are you, bud?
Thanks, I'm doing great.
Toby, congratulations. What does it mean to you to be named the manager of the Rochester Red Wings?
Oh, I'm really excited. You know, just the opportunity to get back up to Rochester, where I played a couple years and got a chance to coach up there a few years back, but I'm very, very excited to get back up there.
Toby, tell us about the whole process. You were the manager in Class A. How did this all go down? How did you get the job?
Yeah, they just called me. You know, they called me after the season was over, and you know, they said that they were going to make some changes, and they thought I did a nice job, and that they thought it was a good fit for me to be up in Rochester. So, you know, I'm very happy that it all went down this way.
Toby, of course, former player, you're 37 now. Toby, at what point did you know that this managing, coaching would be a direction you'd like to go in?
Yeah, I kind of always knew I was going to coach eventually. I wasn't exactly a superstar player out on the field all the time, but I kind of knew I was going to get into coaching at some point. So I'm lucky. I got back with the Twins. Everything's gone really well. So, you know, I'm a pretty lucky guy right now.
So for folks who don't know, your dad, Ron, longtime manager of the Twins, now with the Tigers, what advice did he give you upon taking this job?
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's done it for a very long time. He's seen ups and downs and been around, you know, just all kinds of ball clubs. He's had a lot of success. And right now he's going through, you know, some pretty tough times in Detroit. So, you know, baseball is one of those things. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have good seasons and bad seasons. So it's one of those things where you just try to come to the park and do the best you can.
Well, you know, you're in an organization right now that isn't having bad times. The Twins play a very entertaining brand of baseball. So what do you think the trickle-down will be to Rochester coming up this season? I mean, I know it's really early here, but you're in this organization. What can we expect here as far as the product this year, Toby?
It should be a lot of fun. I mean, we have some very good prospects coming up. You know, I had a really, really good team this last year in a high A, especially the first half of the season. And then we set them all up. So most of those guys were up in double A towards the end. At the end of the year, the double A team was loaded. So, you know, those guys, so we should get a lot of those guys up there to Rochester, if not in the beginning, at some point during the season. So it should be a lot of fun.
What's your style? I mean, new school, old school? Are you into the analytics, or are you somebody that goes by your gut? How would you describe your managing style, Toby?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, the analytics and everything, with this day and age, this game that we play now, you know, it's very involved. So we have a lot of numbers, and we look really deeply into them, and we use them once we get out on the field. You know, so then your gut kind of plays into a little bit of that, but you use the numbers and use your gut at the same time. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, how is the setup going to be with the major leagues? Rocco Baldelli and his staff, do they give you a lot of input as far as who they'd like to see starting, as far as innings? How is that communication going to work out, Toby?
Well, I hope so. You know, I know those guys pretty well. I haven't got a chance to work with Rocco a ton, but I'm going to be in big league spring training for the most part down there in spring training, so I'll get a chance to know those guys pretty well. And my idea is that, you know, we have open communication. So if they want guys to throw, if they want to see things out of guys, then that's what we'll do. We'll get guys. The whole idea in Rochester is to get guys ready to be in the big league. So whatever I can do to help these guys get ready to go up there, that's what we're going to do.
Rochester Red Wings manager Toby Gardenhire, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Toby, you just said it, that your job here is to get people ready for the big leagues. But you've got a fan base here that's hungry. We're starving. It's been 23 years since we've won a Governor's Cup. And to know that that's a challenge, that you're developing guys for the big leagues, but you're also trying to be competitive night in and night out and compete for the Governor's Cup. How do you manage that as a new manager? And what have you learned through your course, your young early early career here as a manager in how to kind of balance the two, putting out a competitive product night in and night out, fighting for a championship while also developing players that can eventually go up to the bigs.
Yeah, I mean, I tell the guys all the time, I say, you know, our goal is to get you guys to the big leagues. Our goal, that's the ultimate goal, is to get you to the big leagues. I really think that winning games breeds winning players, you know. We're not out there trying to lose. We're not trying to lose games. So, you know, I don't think anybody develops from bad play and losing games. You know, you develop from getting better and playing better and doing things the right way. And then all of those things, you know, combined, if you add those things in, you're going to win a lot of baseball games. So, you know, we always talk about development, but I think people kind of get mixed up where they're like, oh, he's just trying to develop guys. Well, we're trying to develop guys, but you develop them the right way, you're going to win a lot more. So that's what we're going for.
Toby Gardenhire, the new manager of the Rochester Red Wings, is our guest here in the sports bar. Toby, have you had a chance to talk to the guys here locally? Because I think what you're going to find out is, Dan Mason and his staff do a first-class job here when it comes to promoting the team and putting people in the seats.
Oh, yeah, I love Mace. You know, I was up there. I got a chance. So I played up there. I was there in 2010 and 2011. And then in, I think it was 2016, 2017, one of those years, I was up there. I got a chance to coach with Mike Quadi, who was managing, mm-hmm. and, you know, Dan Mason, Nate Rowan, all that whole group there in the office of the Red Wings is amazing. They're great people, and I'm very happy to be able to work with them again.
Not everybody except for maybe Nate. I don't know about
that. Yeah, maybe Nate. I don't know about him.
You can leave him off of that list of highly
him and Wetzel. I don't know about Wetzel either, so...
You know, if I can go off the board here, because there is this story I'm sure you've been asked this question before, maybe not, but the story of how the major leagues are negotiating with minor league baseball. Toby, we're all kind of concerned about the future here, how this all may shake out. From where you sit, how do you view this situation?
You know, I haven't had a chance to really dive into it. We were talking about a little bit about it today. I've had just, you know, very short conversations about it. I hope it doesn't happen. You know, I don't really know what Major League Baseball's idea is here because I haven't done enough research on it. But you know, minor league baseball is such a big thing to a lot of towns. And, you know, I hope that some of these towns don't end up losing baseball teams because that would be too bad.
Toby, what's your opinion on this scandalous reports about the sign stealing in Houston and now in Boston? You know, does Major League Baseball have a very quiet epidemic on their hands?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's a tough question. Those teams, you know, everybody does a little bit of something. Everybody's trying to get the advantage. Yep. Everybody's always going to try to gain an advantage in whatever sport you're in. So, you know, those guys are trying to gain advantage. I think there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. If you're using TVs and technology, you know, and banging drums in the hallway because you're seeing things on TV, that's not really the right way to do it. That's pretty wrong. You know, stealing signs. I think everybody's going to try to steal signs, but if you're going to use technology to do it, then I was probably wrong. So there, I don't know if I'd call it an epidemic or anything, but you know, it's definitely something to watch out for, especially with all the new technology we have.
Yeah, I would think that if it were not an epidemic and there were, okay, just two teams doing this, and you're the Minnesota Twins and you lost in the postseason or whatever team that's doing it the right way, I'd be furious. I'd be screaming from the mountaintops, hey, punish these guys. So, but... you're never really going to get rid of... It's okay to steal signs just as long as you're not video recording, though, right, Toby?
That's what I think, too, yeah. I mean, everybody's going to try to do it. You see guys out of second base. We have it where guys are out of second base and they pick signs and they touch their helmet or whatever. It's always going to happen. You're always going to have people trying to gain the advantage by stealing signs. And I don't even necessarily think it's cheating when guys do it. If they can pick things up, then they use it. You know, it's your job to make sure that they can't pick it up or change it up if you think that guys are starting to get things. But like I said, with the technology, that's a little bit different story. If they're using cameras and special cameras to do those things, then that's pretty wrong, you know. So I think that's where the line has been drawn.
So I know you're going to be, of course, spring training is right around the corner. Are you going to be coming up to Rochester to get settled in before spring training there, Toby?
I'm going to try to. We're going to try to get up there in a couple of weeks. Haven't got everything figured out yet, but we're going to try to get up there in a couple of weeks.
Well, congratulations. Let's see if we can hook up before you do head back down to Florida. Toby Gardenhire, the new manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Toby, appreciate your time today. Congratulations again.
That sounds great. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Toby. Toby Gardenhire. That was fun. the 45th manager of the Rochester Red Wings.
Yes, and that the first question, if you just got in late, is that Ron's son? Yes, we talked about that, so Ron said good luck. The Red Wings open up the season Thursday, April 9th, 4:05 home game against Lehigh Valley. I don't want to wish time away, but there is something magical because spring training and baseball, that just means warmer weather. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And by the way, I mean, you could do worse for your manager than a guy that's been around the game his entire life. I imagine he probably spent a lot of time in the clubhouse, and this is in his DNA. He's going to be a good manager for the Rochester Red Wings.
Well, you can knock the Twins if you want. They've hired baseball guys. I was a little surprised they didn't bring back Joel Skinner, but they didn't bring back Mike Quatty either, and that might have been Mike Quatty, but the point being here, these are baseball guys. We love Quatty. We love Skinner, and I'm sure we're going to get to know and love Toby Gardenhire in that same way.
Richard, tweeting us at ESPN Rochester. You're always able to engage with us at ESPN Rochester, our handle on Twitter. I think Toby's a great choice for a manager. A young player's coach is a great step for our team going forward. It's just such a challenge. The challenge I can't wrap my head around is Your task is get these guys ready to play in the bigs. So you're managing a bunch of guys whose aspiration is really first and foremost, I want to get to the major leagues. But you're also trying to win on a nightly basis. And let's face it, there are going to be some guys here that are never going to make it to the major leagues.
Yeah, how do you... You can't squash somebody's dream. You got to send guys down. You're going to have to cut guys. You are managing egos. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
In many ways, I think managing AAA is actually harder than managing in the majors, because once you're up in the majors, you don't have that stress, at least, of what the paycheck. These guys don't make anything down here when they're in Rochester. It's on the hope of making it up to the big leagues. So,
I also think, you know, we encourage cheating. It's just, how are you cheating? If you're going to cheat using technology, well, no, we can't have any of that. But other than that, cheating's fine. He's right. And this is why I didn't think that this was a story. It's like, oh, you're going to go after the Astros and the Red Sox? Go after everybody, because I guarantee you every team is looking for the advantage of being able to steal signs, however they're doing it, whatever way they're doing it. If Boston and Houston get dinged, it's just because they weren't doing it the right way, or they were being... You know, they were flaunting how they were cheating. I don't know. I mean, every team is looking for that advantage. Every player is looking for that advantage. They're freaks. They're professional athletes.
If baseball really wanted to get rid of it, you could easily do what the NFL does. Give your pitcher, give your catcher, what do they call them, pods? Stick them in your ear, one of them. Here's the call, and therefore you call from the bench.
What are they called? Pods? Gene Battaglia, I don't know what an earbud is. Earbud?
You know, you let me off the hook there. You missed the golden opportunity, because you could have piled on and made fun of Fantasy Camp there. Jeff writing in, I'm down with Fantasy Camp. Yeah, Toby Gardenhire, Twins Fantasy Camp today.
Nerd!
Not nerd.
Totally.
No.
Totally. You get to wear the uniform and everything?
Yes.
Oh, that's adorable. Really?
Take some BP.
Oh, God. Welcome, New York Mets Fantasy Camp. We've got your helmets polished and ready to go for tomorrow. Tim Tebow will be pitching. Who will be catching is the question. Gene, do I see you raising your hand there in the back? That's the spirit. Just try and relax at Mets Fantasy Camp.
Only you and your twisted mind.
What?
Toby Gardenhire, new manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Appreciate Nate Rowan for setting that up.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's okay.
Nate Rowan. Yeah. Matthew tweeting us at ESPN Rochester. I'm looking forward to hearing more of the Stroke and Stillhard show today. Yes, in case you're just joining us, we're a little upset that Aaron Whitecotton didn't get the official nod.
Aaron Whitecotton.
Whitecotton's a great name. A little redundant, but you know, if we're allowing names like Whitecotton, well, then I would like to be known henceforth as Mike Big Johnson, and Gene will be Gene Fat Wallet. So Big Johnson and Fat Wallet every afternoon here in the sports bar.
I think that's how we introduce ourselves today for the rest of the show. Just confuse people that maybe haven't tuned in the last time.
Yeah. I feel bad for Aaron Whitecotton. I have a hard time believing that Whitecotton is his real name. I don't, that can't, the guy named Mike Danger, that can't be his real name, right? Aaron Whitecotton?
You get that asked, what, once a week, I would think? It's not your real name, is it?
It's just, it's a look, at this point, it's a nickname, right? Just call me Danger if you want. That's fine. It's fine. Or Mike Big Johnson with my co-host, Gene Fat Wallet. Welcoming Aaron Whitecotton next into the sports bar. We've got takes on tap. I'll drink to that. Have we been doing it wrong? All this time, we've praised teams who have a blue-collar work ethic. I'll explain.
I think I can predict where you're going to go with it. Kevin Durant isn't playing, but boy, oh boy, this guy has a problem. Kevin Durant, I'm going to put on blast. And
thirst?
Just a little bit.
Unquenchable thirst?
I don't know how we can quench it. And spring training, it's about the folklore, okay? Before you had all this media, and I'm going back to before television, you needed to get something to create interest to sell tickets, and then you had this long story of spring training. Spring training, it's useless. It is completely useless.
You're only saying that because I know who the Mets invited back to spring training.
Don't ruin my take.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team.
That's not what
members.
I wanted to do. We have that and more next. I'll drink to that in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score, stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.